Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another guest episode today. I'm super, super excited for today's guest episode. I'm here with Alicia today, who's going to be talking all about healthy habits that you can do in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, talking a lot about our body changing as well. A lot of you are a female-based audience, and I know a lot of us struggle with our hormones and kind of just growing into our new bodies. So I'm really excited for today's topics and just finding that balance in a healthy lifestyle. So Alicia, can you do a little introduction on who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Totally. Thank you so much for having me. So, hi guys, I'm Alessia at Alessia Sculpts on social, and I'm the founder of asculptbody.com low impact workouts. So I have an online fitness platform with over 300 kind of Pilates inspired workouts. And I'm a content creator. Obviously, I talk about fitness, but I also talk a lot about balanced wellness. So, like, I'm not a very strict fitness person at all, which is quite different in the fitness space. Like, I'm all about indulging in the food and drinks that you love while still taking care of yourself. And I actually used to work in finance for many, many years, almost 10 years. I was in the I'm a CPA, CA, and I worked in corporate banking at a big Canadian bank for several years also. And so I share a lot about my career change and what that felt like and what led me there. And then I share a lot about relationships and kind of inspiration in that way. I was married, I'm now divorced, and so I'm pretty open about what that was like and what my life looks like now. So I'm based in Toronto, but right now I'm in Miami. I spend my winters here in Miami, which I've done every year since I quit my full-time job in finance almost 4 years ago. Very happy to be here. There's a lot of challenges with owning your own business, but one of the big like benefits is that I could work from anywhere. So I'm here now and loving it.
That's so crazy that I have a lot of people that listen that are in college or leaving college, and I feel like there's so much pressure on what's going to be my first job out of college, and they think that this first job is going to be the career for the rest of their life. So, as someone who left that corporate finance world and went into owning your own business and the health and the lifestyle, how was that transition and how did you know it was time to leave that world?
So I had very much like your traditional path. Like I studied business in school and then I got like an accounting finance job and then I moved into like a different finance job. It was very like you just follow what everyone's doing, keep putting one foot in front of the other. I always knew that I didn't quite love it. Like it wasn't energizing for me, but I didn't know what else that I wanted to do. Like I didn't have this thing that was like this, that I was looking at being like, how do I get there? Like some sort of passion, whatever. What happened was, I started getting into fitness really slowly. My mom actually passed away when I was 20 years old, when I was just finishing college. And yeah, so that's a big part of my story because I never worked out until then. I was like, I just simply did not work out or move my body. And the workout studio that she used to go to hosted this event in her honor to raise money for the hospital that she passed away at. And I went to that to like support the event. And I did the workout and I was like so gassed. And it was all these older women, like 40s, 50s, 60s. And truthfully, I was mortified. I was like, I cannot keep up. Like, this is so embarrassing. My mom used to do these workouts every day. So while I was working in finance, I started getting into my workouts and they slowly like started to become like the highlights of my day when I was like in this crazy, toxic, stressful finance environment when like, it was like all hands on deck, staying at the office super late. I would work out in the morning. And that was like my favorite part of the day. And I slowly started to think like, well, maybe I could turn this into more than just something I love to do on my own. And so I've done that. I started teaching online or in person before COVID, and then I started my online business right actually before COVID. But basically, I really started to lean into what felt good. I didn't know that I was going to be here, but I know that I've used so many of the skills and experiences that I learned in my first few jobs in this world, in working for myself, in being an entrepreneur, a content creator, a business owner, all those things. So when I look back on my path, I'm like, or when I was in the moment, I remember being like, I don't want to be doing this, like, but I don't know what else to do. And now I'm like, everything happened exactly how it was supposed to, because all the skills that I learned, I'm like using. And so I've trusted that path. So if you're a younger person and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, but like, I don't know what my goal is, but I know I just want to get like, you know, a job out of school. It's like, do that, then get your next job, and then feel what feels right. Feel where your energy goes, like feel what excites you, and then pivot toward there. Like, we don't all have to have this like very linear path that I feel like is, there's a lot of pressure around that, and pressure of knowing what you want to do when you're like going into college, like, you know, late teens, early 20s. Like, how do you even know? You don't even know who you are as a person. Like, I didn't even start working out till I was 20 years old. And now my whole career is based on that. Like, how could I have known at 16, 17, 18, when I was looking at schools, like that was what I wanted to do? I didn't. But like each kind of step of the way led me to the next one.
Yeah, and your story is just so inspiring, how you turned something so painful that maybe would have ruined some people and stopped some people from even wanting to achieve anything, and you turned that into a career and a business and into who you are. And like you said, when you're in your young 20s, I think people assume you must have it figured out, or like you graduate college and there's all this pressure of like, who are you going to be? Where are you going to live? Who are you going to be with? Where are you going to work? Like, it's so overwhelming. And then it's like, you're actually in the moment. Like, I'm 23. I'm kind of like in the beginning stage of my 20s. And I'm like, there's all this pressure from outside people. Oh, are you seeing anybody? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? And it's like, because of the outside world around us, it's very easy to feel that pressure. But I also love how, you know, I meet other women like you that I do guest episodes with, and they're like, oh, when I was 23, I had no idea. It's like, takes such a weight off my shoulders.
Totally. Like, not one clue. Like, when I was 23, I was working in finance in a relationship with my now ex-husband, like wanting to get engaged. Like, my life has changed so dramatically. So I was in finance. Now I quit finance, started my own fitness business, and I'm a content creator. I was in this relationship, wanted to get married, did get married, ended up divorced. Now I'm in my early 30s, single again, or not married anymore. And so like, things change so much. And like, I really don't like this pressure when you're so young to like have it all figured out. Like, no, life is about the experiences, and each experience, like, you may not know the end goal, but like every time you open a door, like all more options come up. So if you just like do the next right thing, then the thing beyond that will present itself once you start.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like when we do allow that pressure in, we make decisions that we aren't even sure if we want, because we're like, well, I feel like this is what I'm supposed to want, so I'm going to go along with it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. My whole life was like such a series of supposed to's, particularly with my marriage. Like, I was not supposed to get a divorce. Like, I was married to someone. I don't know if this is the direction you want to go in, but just quickly, like, I was married to someone, had this, who was wonderful, had this great on paper relationship, and like, I was supposed to be happy. And the reality is that I wasn't. And that was such a big thing that I had to overcome. Like, we only have one life. Like, I don't want to do what I'm supposed to be doing. I want to do what feels really good and makes me really happy now, because life is a series of like nows. Like, you may think like, oh, I'll be happy if I stick with this in 10 or 20 years. But it's like, what about all the nows in between then? Like, you have to be happy in the nows.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, going into the whole relationship of being in your young 20s and all of that, I feel like you were saying, you felt like you had to be in that relationship. You should want to be in that relationship because he's perfect on paper and you would get the life that you wanted. And it's like, why wouldn't I say yes to that? But then it's like, it's okay to change your mind also on like, wait, I don't want at 25 what I wanted at 20. And I don't want at 25 what I want at 35. Like, it's okay for your mind to be changing. I think when it comes to relationships also, not even specifically referring to your situation, but in general, it's like, we are going to change. Our minds are going to change every day. You're never going to wake up as the same person, wanting the same thing, same goals, whatever. However, the person that you are with must be someone you're kind of meant to grow with. And so I feel like I always say the grass is greener where you water it. If you are meant to be with that person, nothing will kind of drive you two apart. What is your advice for girls listening that are on in that perfect on paper relationship, but they're like, no, this is not someone I'm meant to be growing with?
Listen to your gut and listen to your intuition. You are never stuck. Like, you can always change your mind and get out of something. And I know so many women are very afraid to leave something good for fear of, like, they're not going to find something else. But what I always say is, oftentimes you need to let go of something good to open up your possibilities to find something great, something amazing, something that is, like, really meant for you. And of course, that's going to come for you if you let, if you're brave enough, like, to do that, like, to let go of something good. Of course, something great's going to come for you to you, because the universe is going to reward you. I always say, like, what feels like the brave, expansive thing? Like, when I'm trying to make a decision, I'm like, okay, what feels like kind of small and, like, restricted versus what feels brave and expansive? And if you're thinking about your relationship and you're like, actually ending this relationship and going out on my own feels like the brave thing to do, like, it's going to expand my life, open up my world, then definitely do that. And it's going to be hard for, like, 3 to 6 months. And then you're going to be the happiest ever. And you're going to be like, I cannot believe I almost stayed in that because I was scared to leave. It was really, really, really hard. I won't lie. I was with him for 12 years, married for four.
Wow.
And we had a house together, like, we owned a house together, a life together, everything. But it was also very empowering. I tried to shift the narrative from, like, I'm a victim and this is happening to me and I have to now figure it out, to, like, how fucking amazing is this that, like, I have this opportunity in my early 30s to, like, reconfigure my life and plan my life, like, how I want it, like, how I want to live, what city, like, where do I want to be? So I'm in Miami for the winter. Like, I wasn't really doing that much before, or I started to, but like, what do I want to do? Like, who do I want to be? Like, I found it super, super, super empowering, but it took me some time to get there. And I really focused on myself. So I was in individual therapy once, maybe twice a week, some weeks, for, like, legitimately a year, year and a half. And I also did group therapy for people who were going through, like, major breakups or divorces. And I found that to be really, really helpful because you could see people's progression and see the hope from, like, the beginning to the end, and, like, see that you weren't alone and see what other people were experiencing. And I really, like, I feel like I just focused on myself. I listened to podcasts. I read books. I leaned into my spirituality. I spent all this time with my friends. I really learned to, like, rely on my friends, where my ex-husband used to be that person that I would always go to, right? Like, we're in these relationships and you kind of, like, get used to that person being your person, and he wasn't there anymore. So who was going to be? I really leaned on my friends for that. And I wasn't afraid to ask them for help. And I feel like I just really poured into myself. And I feel, it sounds so cliche, like, we all say that, like, focus on yourself, but, like, I actually really did. And it was so hard. I questioned it every single day. This person was, for, like, many months, this person was amazing. But now, looking back, I'm like, I said this to my friend on Saturday. We were hanging at the beach in Miami. And I said to her, like, sometimes I miss my ex-husband. And then I remind myself that if I was still with him, I wouldn't have had any of the incredible experiences that I've had in the past, like, year, year and a half. And imagine my life didn't have that. Like, what? That would be so boring. So it's like trusting that and pouring in all the love that you used to pour into someone else, like, pour it into yourself. And then you will quickly become, like, a different version of yourself that's going to attract in your next partner all the things that you were looking for and want. Right?
I love how you said pour that love into yourself opposed to, like, pouring it, because we don't do that ever. And, like,
yeah,
it's
so
like
true.
Loneliness really is love with nowhere to go. We have all this love we want to pour into someone or pour into something, and we never think, why don't I pour this into myself? Why don't I cook myself dinner, take myself out on a date? Do skincare, do self-care, workout. Like, we don't think that way. We think, who's someone that I can spoil and give all this love to and give all these affirmations to, but we don't think, like, let me do that for myself.
And that pouring into yourself, like into myself, that's something I started when I ended the relationship, but it's something that I actually still do tonight. So I've been feeling, because I'm in Miami, I have a bunch of friends here, but like everyone's a little bit busy this week, and most of my friends are in Toronto and New York. So I've been kind of like home a bunch and working from home, and I was like, I kind of want to get out. Who could I call to go for dinner? And everyone wasn't really free, and I was like, I am going to take myself out to dinner tonight, and I'm going to sit alone at a restaurant, and I'll have a book or my phone or something, have a glass of wine, have a meal, and like continue to pour, even though I'm in such a much better place. Pouring love into myself is something I learned that I think I'll never stop now. Like, I want to continue to do that now and into the future, even when I'm in a serious relationship.
Yeah, once you do that, like, even for me, I also like got into a relationship so young that it's like I didn't really form as a woman without this person. So it's like once I kind of became single, I was able to actually grow on my own and like I was always very independent, even in my relationship. We were both like two independent people, but it's like just like not like I feel like when I first got out of the relationship, it's like being a single girl in your 20s or even your 30s, you're like, okay, I kind of want a boyfriend. Like, I kind of want this, I kind of want that. And like, as much as I want to be a wife one day and a mom one day and all of that, I'm like, wait, I really love just like waking up, not having to like answer anybody, like doing what I want without having to tell anyone. It's like I'm finally understanding the beauty of just like being alone and like doing things that make me happy, like being busy with work all day and going to the gym and making money. And it's like, it's so empowering. And it's like, yeah, I still have those traditional values of like what I want, but it's like I'm really just enjoying the chapter of life that I'm in now. And I think it's important to remember too, like if you're listening to this and you're stressed about, I'm not in a relationship and I'm nowhere, blah, 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 it's like you are in the chapter of life that you're in because you're meant to be there. If you are meant to be somewhere else in life, you would be there.
1,000%. And at a certain point, you will be there. So why not enjoy being here now?
Exactly.
Yeah,
Exactly.
totally agree.
I want to transition a little bit into body changes because I know for me personally, and for a lot of people that I know, and a lot of people that listen to my show, as women, our bodies change completely, like literally completely. Like, I grew up being like super, super short, super twig skinny. Like, I was extremely skinny, super short. And then I went to high school like 4'10, like 4 feet, 10 inches, and I graduated at like 5'5. Like, I had a huge growth spurt. My body changed. All of a sudden, I had curves, like all these things. And this is a very normal thing for women. But then we look at pictures of us from the past and we're like, wait, I don't look like that anymore. What am I doing wrong? Is there something wrong with me? So, what is your advice for women listening that have been a little bit self-conscious or insecure about the way that their body has been changing?
I love this question. I think it's something that we all struggle with, and I'm such a big proponent of like embracing your body as it is now, doing the things that feel really good, but make it because you want to feel good, not because you want to look a certain way or look like you once did. Like, our body's often like responding to what's happening in our lives. So like, as you go from high school, college, into your 20s, like becoming a woman, like your body's going to change. Or, if you're having a baby, your body's going to change. Or postpartum, or even with hormones, it'll change. You're coming in and out of relationships, you may be stressed going through a breakup and then bounce back from that. And so there's all these fluctuations, and so many of them are kind of out of our control, like especially hormonal fluctuations, like they're out of our control. And so I really try not to focus on what my body, and I tell this to my community all the time, what my body looks like, and rather shift the focus toward what does my body feel like? Like doing the things on a daily basis that have me feeling my best and feeling energized through my workouts, confident through my workouts, feeling really like strong through my workouts. And then with the food, feeling satiated, feeling energized with the foods I'm eating, and then kind of like letting my body settle where it will, because I know I'm putting like the right inputs in. And I know it's so much easier said than done, but That's like when you focus on how you feel, that's how you're gonna actually be the happiest. Like I always was trying to have a smaller body. Like I grew up in a house that my family was always dieting. Like I was like put on diets when I was younger. I was like always told I needed to like lose weight and all these things. And so when I was in my mid-20s, I was really focused on that, and it kind of reached a pinnacle when I was getting married. I was engaged and I was like on this wedding diet, basically. I was like, I want to look, so many women like fall prey to. I was like, I want to be my fittest, skinniest, thinnest self for my wedding. And then I did that. I actually did. I lost all this weight. I was like, really, I really was my fittest, thinnest self. And I remember having this moment of like, but I don't even feel happy. So like, I don't get it. Why did I do all this? And that was such like a big aha to me of like, wait, it's not even about like my goal in life is to be happy. Like we all of us, we want to be happy. So like, what is the thing that's going to make you happy? Is it like a smaller waist? In my experience, it's not. I actually tried it and did it, and it did not give me any happiness. What makes me happy is like waking up every day, feeling really good, having the energy and confidence and strength to like do the things that I want to do. So like, if I'm on vacation and I want to try surfing, like being in physically in good enough shape to like surf, or like if I want to like go out with my friends partying, which like I party, I eat, I drink, I do those things. If I want to be out till 6 in the morning with my friends in Miami at the club, I better have energy for that. Or else like if I'm not like working out at all, like how am I gonna do that? Like, no, if I'm gonna be like having the best time, like really in the moment, dancing like crazy, whatever, you know? And so I really encourage my community to shift the focus away from how you look, because it's so out of your control. So many different variables are in place, to how you feel. And then like wearing clothes that fit and feel good on your current body. Like that's a big content piece that or content pillar for me, like body image in general, but specifically like when clothes don't fit, like move on. Like I have fluctuated a lot in the last couple of years with my breakup. And I have these jeans that don't fit, and I show everyone like these don't fit anymore. So therefore they go in the donation bin and I get new jeans. And that's just it.
Yeah, and I love how you're talking about focusing on how you feel and how you look, because that completely transformed my confidence. Like, I used to be very self-conscious, extremely so, like to the point where I didn't want to leave my house because I was like, I don't like my body looks in this outfit or whatever. And I think it also is important to remember, I always say healthy looks different on everyone. So if you're waking up and you're eating the right things and you're going to the gym, but you're still curvy, it's like your body is meant to be curvy. You have a curvy body. You find the beauty in that. And it's like, obviously we all struggle because of social media and seeing all these like unrealistic expectations. And it's like you could eat and train like Kendall Jenner every day for 3 years. You're still not going to look like Kendall Jenner. Like her body and your body are going to look nothing alike. And there's beauty in that. There's beauty in having your own look. So I completely agree. I started to just focus more on like, okay, when I eat gluten, it makes me feel like shit. I'm not gonna eat gluten anymore. I cut that out. I feel better when I take my supplements. And like you said, like having the energy to work out every day, having the energy to go out with your friends. Like I've had many times where I wasn't fueling myself with food. And for that reason, I'd go to the gym and after 30 minutes, I'm like, I have to go home. I'm dizzy and I don't feel well. Or it's like a Saturday night at 1:30 and I'm like, I'm tapping out. When meanwhile, my friends will go till 4. Why? Because I didn't eat enough. I haven't been nourishing myself. So when we are able to have that energy to do those things, it's like we are great. It's like when you're like sick and you can't blow through your nose anymore and you're like, wow, I took for granted all the times I could breathe through my nose. Like that's
It's
exactly
so
what
true.
it's like. Like so I feel like transforming the mindset into like, I feel good enough, I'm grateful I feel this way, opposed to thinking about the way you look is such a great mindset. I want to talk about low impact workouts because I grew up like an athlete, basketball, soccer, every sport you could imagine. And I still love sports, but I started to go to the gym a lot and strength train and do like all these super intense, heavy workouts. And it took me a while to realize my body just didn't like it. I realized that I was putting too much pressure on my body. I would bloat after workouts. I wouldn't feel good after workouts. I would feel super like drained. And then I got into bar, I got into Pilates, which is a lot more low impact. And I felt like started to feel really good. So, what are some benefits that you would say come from more low impact workouts? And talk a little bit more about Sculpt Body.
Okay, you guys, I want to take a quick little break to talk to my friends at Babbel. You guys have heard me talk about Babbel before, and you know I absolutely love them. You guys all know I come from a super cultural, traditional background, and English was actually my second language. And I think growing up in that environment, I've really just loved learning other cultures, learning other languages. And Babbel is amazing because it has quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel has been helping me so much with the courses that they have to learn real-life conversation skills in a different language, so it's not just words that I'm never going to use, it's having actual conversations. With Babbel, it's so easy to learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants, and as somebody who's trying to travel a lot this summer, I want to be able to have that skill to carry with me into new countries that I travel to. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold, plus all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed up by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special and limited time deal for all of my beautiful listeners. Right now, get 50% off a one-time payment for a lifetime Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/fromeve. Get 50% off at babbel.com/fromeve, spelled BABBEL.com/fromeve. I will link it in the description below. Rules and restrictions may apply, and thank you so much. Let's continue with the episode.
Yeah, so I had a similar experience to you. So I was working out, like when I was working in finance before I got into the fitness space, I was doing all these classes, like Barry's and things like that, not to like call them out, but it's true. And I was jumping a lot and I was getting really injured. Like my knees were bothering me. I would leave workouts feeling exhausted. I remember one specific morning I went to 7:30 a.m. Barry's class, got back and had to nap before I started my workday because I was so physically exhausted by it. And I went to a sports doctor for my knee. I'm like, did I tear something, like MCL, ACL, like something like this? And so we did the testing. It was an X-ray or whatever, ultrasound, whatever it was. And the results came back, and he's like, don't have anything torn. It's just super inflamed. Like you have to stop jumping. And so I started doing all low impact, and I was feeling really good. And when I started to teach fitness in studio, I started to give low impact options, even in classes like a boot camp where it was all I was told to teach, burpees, squat jumps, all things like that. I used to start giving low impact options and people started to take them. And I was like, wait, I think I'm onto something. So when I started my online business, I was like, I'm only going to do low impact workouts. And this was years ago. This was before the craze toward Pilates. Like this was in 2019. Okay, so 5 years ago, like before everyone was like doing the whole Pilates thing. And I found, and my community members found, that these workouts were so effective. Like you would feel the burn so much, but you wouldn't get injured, you wouldn't get super drained, you would be energized, you would feel like accomplished and stronger without like feeling depleted. So it would like they would fuel your day instead of like causing you to want to go to bed after. And it's something that I'm like super proud of. Now honestly, like in the last 5 years, like it's definitely a thing that I feel like people know, but at the time it wasn't. Like better sleep, like all things like this. So my online fitness platform, a Sculpt Body, I is over 300 low impact workouts. I have Sculpt workouts, which are more like lightweights, bala bangles, bands, like body weight, things like that. And then I have strength workouts that are more like 8, 10, 12 kind of pounds workouts with weights, cardio workouts, so still getting your heart rate like really high but not doing anything high impact, and then like stretch workouts. And I recently introduced another instructor on there who does a lot of my events with me for yoga. So all these different things that are all low impact, and I think that's especially like novel with cardio. Everyone thinks you have to be jumping up and down, and really putting your body through, some hard stuff in order to get that cardio workout. But the reality is that you don't. You can do lots with just being low impact. So, Yeah, they're the workouts that I do that I love. I have a weekly schedule that goes up every single week so that my community members can follow that. And the feedback I've gotten is that they're like, yeah, they're super effective, but like you look forward to them. Like you don't dread them, you look forward to them because you know they're gonna make you feel really good, and they're like calming workouts instead of like, getting your adrenaline going and cortisol going and like getting your stress like up, which is what I had felt like when I was doing things like berries.
Yeah, I agree. I never did Barry specifically, but I would do like just with myself, like watching TikTok, like, oh, let me do this or that, and like
Yeah.
carrying all this heavy weight. And then I was like, what am I doing? Yet, like I said, I hurt my back
Yeah.
so badly. To this day, I have like sciatica. Like, I hurt my
Oh.
back. I have tendonitis in my knees. I'm like, I clearly have no idea what I'm doing. And so I started Pilates classes, which is like very low impact. And I was like, wait, like I actually feel good. I have an instructor showing me what to do. And I was looking over SculptBody as well, like all your workouts. And it's like, if people have gym anxiety or like are a little nervous to like go to classes or even just don't have the time to be like leaving their house all the time, like it's so nice to have something where you could buy a few things for equipment, be in your house and just do things while being shown what to do. And it's like so motivating and you'll feel really good. And it's not like you have to have like an hour or 2 hour workout. You could do a 30 minute
No.
workout, which I love.
Yeah, and I even have my workouts range from like 10, 15 minutes up to 45. So from the like 10 in the 10, 15 minute category, they're called quickies. They're like really quick, really efficient, just like get in, get out. And people really love those, especially like when you're traveling or in the summer when you just want to like do your workout to feel good, but then like move on with your day. So I have so many of those, and those are really popular.
Yeah, I love those for like vacation because like I'm one of those people where like not even to be like an annoying fitness person, but I genuinely cannot go a day without moving my body for at least 15 minutes. Like I feel like after just like working out for so long, it just makes my mood, whether it's a 15 minute walk or like you said, like a little quick video I put on my,
Totally.
YouTube and do. Like if I'm on vacation, I'm in the hotel room doing at least a 15 minute circuit. Like it's just, it makes my days. And so that's why I love like the quickies because it's like so easy to just get the workout done. And now, like, you have the rest of your day to enjoy whatever and you feel better.
100%. I'm like you. Like, I feel like my day doesn't really get started until I've done just like some sort of movement. Like, it just, I feel like after that, I'm like awake. I'm not awake until then,
No, I get what you
And
mean.
yeah, like it just is like, okay, like after I work out, I'm ready to like do whatever I have to do that
Yeah,
day.
it literally like completes my day. What are some of the healthiest habits that you can recommend to the people listening, whether they're in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, that they can start incorporating into their routines, to kind of just live that healthier lifestyle? And because I'm very like, I love doing things healthy, but in a very realistic way where I don't want people waking up tomorrow at crack of dawn and doing a workout and grocery shopping and this and that. It's like, what are just some realistic healthy habits that people can start to incorporate to live a healthier lifestyle?
Well, and I love how you asked the question because you asked me what habits people can incorporate. And I always say that I think when you're new to this whole world, the best thing to do is to think about what can you add into your life instead of what you take away. Because as soon as you start taking away things, there's this like lack mentality. And I think it's easy to become like obsessive over what you're taking out, or falling kind of off it and just like it lasting a few days and then moving on. So I'm all about adding into your life. So for sure, the number one most important thing, at least for me, is some sort of movement each day, 10, 15 minutes, like that is it. I've gotten into meditating. As soon as I feel like I say meditating, everyone like checks out, but hear me out. Okay, I love meditating, but if you're new, what I would do is just wake up and take, I don't know, 10 seconds to take three deep breaths. Like before you like pick up your phone, start your day, da, 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 do all the things, just like even one. Like I just did that and I feel even more grounded just after one breath. So like one to three deep breaths, I would say. And then I would say drink some water, like literally drink some water and try and eat more foods that are fresh instead of like from like the aisles of the grocery store that they're packaged. Like if I was explaining this to someone who was like brand new, that's what I would say. And then I would say try and get 8 hours of sleep or whatever hours of sleep like feels right for you, and like move on with your life. Like I just think it doesn't have to be so hard. I'm all about making it realistic. Like sure, in an ideal world, it's like a 40-minute workout. It's like, you know, eating breakfast, lunch, dinner every single day, like at home, having grocery shop. It's like doing 20-minute meditation, you know, journaling in the morning, reading your book, like, you know, putting your, not looking at your phone first thing in the morning or at night. Like there's like a million things you could do, but like how to not feel like shit is like move your body, take a few deep breaths, drink your water, and eat like more vegetables. And
Yeah.
that's
And I love how you made
it.
that comment about the meditation because I was that person that like someone would be like, "Well, meditate." I'm like, "I can't
I
meditate.
know. Everyone's like, no,
It's
my
not for
mind
me."
runs. Yeah, it's not for me. My mind's like too chaotic. It's like, okay, then just take a deep breath. Like, that's it. You know? It's
I
just,
was just like that when it came to
yeah.
meditating. And like I went to a few wellness events in the city in the past 2 years and they would end or like started or end it with a meditation. And I remember one day they were doing this like sound bath meditation, I think. And I remember I was like, oh, like I looked at my friend, I was like, I don't really like this type of stuff. She's like, just do it. Like, you're not gonna
Yeah.
leave. So just sit through it and see how you feel. And I remember I like got up and I was like, whoa. I was like, I need to start getting into meditating. And it's like you said, it could be 10 seconds of breath work. It could be a 5 minute YouTube meditation. It could be a 20 minute one. It's like people, I think when they hear like everyone knows what to do to be healthy. There's no secret to how do I be healthy. It's drink your water, get your sleep, take care of your mental health, work out. The people know what they have to do. They just don't do it because it seems like overwhelming. It's like, oh, I don't have 2 hours in my day to work out. I can't do this. I can't do that. And it's like, you just made it sound so simple. You're like, do 10 seconds
Yeah.
of breath work, do a 15 minute quickie workout, drink your water, which is something we all have access to, get your sleep. Like it is such simple habits that people just need to, like you said, incorporate slowly, take those baby steps. It does not have to be a super overwhelming task for people.
100%. I actually it's a series that I've been thinking about doing on social of just like 5 days to how to not feel like shit.
Yeah,
Like
you
one,
should.
like you know what I mean? Like really simple. 'Cause I feel like even I look at people's content, like other influencers' content, like I get overwhelmed. Like I am a, you know, quote, expert in this space. And I look at people's content and I'm like, I'm stressed looking at all the things that you're doing. Like I don't want to do that, you know? Like I
Like
just
the
can't.
vitamins and the juices. I'm like,
Oh my God,
oh
everything. And the, yeah, the special way of eating, the supplements, the
my God.
journaling, the like the goals, the like I don't know, like all that stuff. I'm like, ah, like so I really like want to start breaking it down in like the simplest way as someone who, yeah, I do that, and I also live my normal life. Like I go out, I have fun, I work, I, you know, and I think I can do that because like I did have like a, you know, quote, normal corporate girl life before. Like, I wasn't always an influencer working for myself, like creating content. Like, I had a life where I worked a job and I was fitting in, like, I had to go to the office every day and I was fitting in all these things. I was bringing my lunch or buying, like, you know, a salad in the like cafeteria, whatever area. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I had that. And so I know what it's like to try and fit all this stuff in on top of that job, and it's very easy to get overwhelmed. So yeah, one thing I'll shout out is the meditations I do. They're the most approachable. It's called the Superhuman app. I'm like not affiliate. I have a code for them, but I'm not like I'm not affiliated with them, but I found them and they're amazing. It's literally Mimi Bouchard, who is like a
I've
content
heard of
creator,
her.
talking in your, yeah, you have, okay. Talking in your ear like she's your best friend giving you a pep talk every day. And I have never been able to do meditations, but I love these. Like after them, sometimes I'm like, oh, thank you, Mimi. It's like her voice being like, Like, think about the future version of you that you want to become, and now start feeling that way now. What does she have? Does she have a relationship? Career? Is she happy? Like, she's feeling blissful. Start feeling that way now, and you're just like doing it, and you're like, wow, like this actually, I just have really connected with them, and I've never connected with another meditation app before. So if you're struggling, and I think this one, the reason why I bring it up is it's particularly good, I think, for young women in their 20s, in their 30s, even 40s, where like you want that boost, like you want to feel like it's you got this like friend who's like kind of pushing you to do your best that day. And you don't necessarily resonate with like the more serious, like meditative breath work, like kind of perspective. So I have this code, I have a code, Alessia, if you guys are interested. It's a superhuman app. But I really thought I'd shout that out because I think for your target, your audience, I think they would really like it.
Yeah, I honestly have to check it out. I love her. Like, I've always followed her, but I've never actually checked it out. But I think I'm going to because I like
You
a more
should.
guided meditation.
Yeah, totally. I can send you my link there for
Yeah,
that.
we can put it in the
Yeah.
description too. So, something I
Yeah.
always love ending my guest episodes with is a quote that you live by, just your favorite quote that you remind yourself of on bad days. I'm a big quotes girl, so I love quotes.
Oh. Okay, this is one that someone told me when I was working in finance. And I think it applies to everything. Your career slash your life is a marathon, not a sprint. So every time you get like, stressed that you're not somewhere, it's like just appreciate where you are, be really grateful for where you are because you've got so many years ahead of you to get where you want to be. And it just gives me a lot of peace to think that way, that like it's okay, slow down. Like I don't need to get there tomorrow or this year. Like I can take it's, things take time, and I'm actually meant to enjoy this process and this ride instead of rushing there.
Yeah, and you do. I always say you grow through the journey. You don't grow when you get to the destination or when you accomplish the
No.
goal. You grow through everything it took to get you there.
100%. Every goal I've ever accomplished, I'm like, okay, and now what? It's like that wasn't what brought me joy. Like I would have joy for a minute. I'd be like, oh great, like this is amazing, yay, like max a day. And then after that, it's like, oh, what next? So really the joy and the growth is happening all along. So like just enjoy that ride.
Yeah, definitely. I love how our conversation went today. I feel like we covered so many important things for my audience. So I want to thank you so much for coming on. Before we go, please tell everyone where they can find you, your socials. I'll link everything in the description as well for you guys
Okay.
too.
So I'm at Alessia Sculpt on Instagram and TikTok. And then my website is asculptbody.com. I have a 7-day free trial. You can try my workouts for free. And I hope to see you on one of those.
Perfect. I will link everything in the description. Thank you so much for coming on.